What is up, everyone? How's it going? My name is Eric Davis. I am a contributing editor here at Fandango. And as always, I am joined by Sean O'Connell, who is also a contributor here at Fandango. And we are here today to talk South by Southwest Film Festival. It's many different, three different film festivals. It's a film, a music, and an interactive. We're concentrating primarily on the film. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Eric. I'm still digging out from the schedule. The prep for South By is really, really hard because there's so many good movies there, and you know the venues can be a little bit spread out, so you really have to pick and choose about where you want to go to and what you want to see. And as with any festival, it just can be really difficult looking at, you know, the full day and thinking, okay, this is a must-see for me, and then how's that going to affect the rest of my day?
Yes. Now, this festival, for those of you listening at home who have no idea, South By is what they call it. That's what the cool kids call it. So if you hear somebody say, yeah, I'm out at South By, they're talking about South By Southwest. If you're reading about it and you see the letters SXSW, and you're like, what is SXSW? That's the short lingo for South by Southwest. This is a festival. It is three festivals combined. You may know it from the music side of it because it started as a music festival. It's probably one of the biggest music festivals in the country in terms of sort of up and coming bands mixed with familiar talents. It's a really cool music festival. But before the music festival begins, there are two other festivals. An interactive festival, which features a lot of different panels about all kinds of things affecting the media landscape. And then there's a pretty large film festival, which a bunch of us go to, and we'll be writing about it on Fandango and on our sister site, movies.com. And there's a lot of different films playing here. Some are premiering. Some are leftovers from Sundance, some of their big films. And Sean and I are going to go through and talk about our five most anticipated movies. And like Sean said, South by Southwest is, I think, a very spaced out around downtown Austin. Sorry, I should have said it takes place in Austin, Texas, primarily downtown Austin, 6th Street. If you've heard of 6th Street, it's a happening scene. Some of the movies are over there on 6th Street in the Alamo Ritz, but there's also a lot of parties and a lot of bars. And when the music festival kind of bleeds into the end of the film festival, there's tons of bands and live musicians that fill the streets. And it's a pretty fascinating experience. If you've never experienced South by Southwest in any kind of way, I definitely recommend getting down there and experiencing whichever part of the festival you're intrigued by, whether it's the music or the film or the interactive. And it's a lot for us to dig in, I imagine, Sean, because we don't know what the hell how to cover.
But it's definitely the vibe of Austin during that time. I mean, I think that's what differentiates South By from other festivals that we go to. You can go to Toronto, you can go to New York, you know, during the time when they're hosting festivals, and the city doesn't really feel like it's interfering with the festival. Whereas Austin, when South By is going on, it feels like everything is centered on South By. The whole town is sort of overcome with it. And, you know, not to single out these audiences, because every festival you go to, you're going to find film lovers in the crowd. But it just feels like at South By, in those venues in Austin, you're sitting like elbow to elbow with some of the greatest film fans. And so some of the best experiences I've had at South By are seeing movies like Cabin in the Woods or The Raid recently, you know, with people who were just dying for every second of those movies that were world premiering. And so it's a great, great place to go see a movie.
Yeah, obviously it's a huge festival for the city's economy. And South by Southwest, I've always felt, is the most accessible film festival that I personally cover every year. And when I mean accessible, I feel like anybody can go. Your badge gets you into the movies. Your badge gets you into a great majority of the parties, into the panels. I mean, there's just – you can kind of experience the festival if you're just a regular Joe, like a member of the press would, or as like a celebrity would. And so I feel like in terms of that, you really get your bang for your buck if you're looking, you know, to go to experience a festival with South by Southwest, unlike Sundance, where you're standing on outside cold and you're on a guest list and you're constantly trying to get on lists for things. Yeah. There's not as many lists at South by Southwest. And like you said, it's a fun festival. As for press, I've always felt it's the hardest festival to cover because there's literally something happening 24 hours a day, and you're invited to it. Yes. So it's very it's very hard to cover. A lot of these movies, you'll get out of the movie, and there's four parties happening across the street calling your name. But it's a really fun festival, and hopefully we'll be able to if you're not able to experience it this year, hopefully some of our coverage will kind of take you there, and you'll be able to live vicariously through us as we try to get on with 2 hours sleep every day. Let's go, Sean. The five biggest movies, of course, we'll be rolling down. We'll tell you a bunch about the movies in separate pieces, but Sean and I want to talk about our five most anticipated. Sean, I've been talking, so I want to start with you. Go ahead. Your first one.
I'm going to single out the movie that's quote-unquote opening the festival. It's going to be Friday night. It's The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. And I like the cast. I'm intrigued by the premise. It's Steve Carell and Steve Buscemi playing magicians, Vegas magicians, who were partners for decades, and they're kind of falling, you know, out of favor with each other. They split. And then a new magician played by Jim Carrey, a street magician, starts to steal a little bit of their Vegas thunder. And so the two of them have to reunite and come up with a big trick that's going to bring all their fans back. And, you know, I think you've probably seen the trailers for it at this point. Those three working together seem like they'd be really fun to watch. But when South by figures they want to open their fest, and they know they're going to get the most bang out of their coverage of the opening night film at South by, I think I have to be front and center at the Paramount to see what movie they singled out as a movie that they're going to screen. And now that's going to lead right into The Evil Dead. So Friday is going to be a great, great night. But I think Burt Wonderstone is going to get this movie festival off on the right foot.
Yeah, I'm curious to see Burt Wonderstone because it looks a little slapsticky. And the commercials are like, is this a film that I really want to see? It looks like it may be a little over the top, but from everything I've heard, they really loved the hell out of it at South by Southwest, the folks there. So I'm intrigued to see it opening night as well, and followed the 1-2 punch of that movie followed by The Evil Dead, which I've heard is one of the goriest movies of the year.
Right,
is a very interesting double feature.
Definitely, that's just to show what kind of festival South by is, that you get that kind of genre programming head to head. So
I agree. And speaking of horror, one of the highlights of the South by Southwest Film Festival is that they do a really great midnight lineup, a midnight program. And I don't think it's playing as part of the midnight movies, but it is a horror movie, and it played at Fantastic Fest, I believe, not this past Fantastic Fest, but the previous Fantastic Fest. I'm talking about a movie called You're Next.
Oh, God, I heard so many great things about that.
Yeah, You're Next. If there's any movie that's like, quote-unquote, this year's Cabin in the Woods, if you're a big fan of Cabin in the Woods, you're a big fan of the way they smartly deconstructed the horror genre with that film, well, You're Next does that in a lot of ways, too. It's got it with the cabin in the woods. It's one of those movies, but it's basically kind of riffs on the whole mysterious strangers show up and attack and start, singling out these people that are trapped in a house.
Okay.
And it's it does a really lot of – it's got a, does a ton of fun stuff with it. This film – I've seen a lot of midnight movies in my day, and when I saw this film at midnight at Fantastic Fest a couple years ago, it was one of the most fun times I've ever had in a midnight showing.
Oh, that's awesome.
This film is just a really good time. There's a lot of no huge names in it. Actually, two filmmakers, Ty West and Joe Swanberg, star as actors in the movie. They're very good. But Sharni Vinson is the star. She plays the quote unquote final girl, I guess you can call it, in the movie. She is really good. She's really, really good in this film, and hopefully it helps her break out. The movie comes out in August, but I'm really looking forward to seeing it again with a South by Southwest crowd, and you kids are going to love it.
It's Sunday night, and it's a midnight slot, too, so I'm dying to go see it. I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, my next one, one of the reasons why I like South by and where it's positioned on the calendar is that it can start to pick up, you know, some of the other buzzy titles that played at other festivals. In fact, they have a whole section that's dedicated to festival hits, previous festival hits. And I like that. They're not arrogant enough to be like, we can only program world premieres or people that have only screened, you know, here first. So when you hear about a title at Sundance that did really well, it ends up coming to Austin. Or even if you go back to Toronto, you know, something that did really well and then you don't get a chance to see it, it comes to Austin. So I was going to go with Before Midnight, which I am still really anxious to see. But I'm going with Joss Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing, which is his modern take on Shakespeare. And I love the cast. From what I hear, it's a very do-it-yourself type mentality. They shot a lot of it in his home in Los Angeles. From what he has said in interviews, it was his way to just sort of purge from the very, very intense process of making the Avengers and obviously delivering on that promise. And just to do something that – we know that Whedon is a big Shakespeare fan. When he wrote the Buffy musical, the reason that that idea generated is because he used to have the cast over to his house to do like sing-along Shakespeare movie vignettes, and so everybody was there realizing, hey, this whole cast can sing, let's do a musical. And I think it has a lot of that sort of homegrown organic vibe. And so on Saturday afternoon at the Vimeo Theater, they're going to screen that Much Ado About Nothing Whedon one, and then Whedon will be there for a panel. And I just think, you know, he came by and did a panel for Firefly at Comic-Con, and it was one of the most talked about events at last year's Comic-Con. I think when he gets together with his cast and everybody starts to talk about the process of making Much Ado About Nothing, I think that's kind of a must attend. So I'm really looking forward to that Saturday screening to see how that movie plays and then to hear the cast talk about it right afterwards.
I agree. It should be a good conversation if they can weed through all of the Avengers 2 questions that will most – most no doubt
I won't ask any, I promise. That's not fair.
Keeping in line with the previous festival hits, my next selection is a previous festival hit. It's from Sundance. It's called Don John's Addiction. You may have heard of this. This is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's directorial debut, and he's fantastic in it. As someone who grew up in New York, you probably could tell from my accent. It doesn't take place in New York, but it takes place right across the bridge in Jersey. And
Tony Danza is in this, is that right?
Tony Danza is in it. Scarlett Johansson is in it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in it, and they all play, I mean, Jersey to the ninth degree. if you've seen My Cousin Vinny, Marissa Tomei was a very famous role for her when she played, you know, the shticky kind of, you know, with the accent and stuff. That's Scarlett Johansson in this movie.
She pulls that off?
She pulls it off with, I mean, it's one of my favorite roles I've ever seen her in.
Wow.
There are some really fun, I know he has to trim a little bit of it because there's, it was a little graphic. There are some interludes with like actual porn because it's about a guy that's addicted to porn. He's a player. He can get any girl he wants. He can sleep with any girl he wants. But for some reason, none of these girls do it the way porn does it for him. And it's sort of about him and in his life and him kind of trying to figure out this problem as he enters into different relationships. And Julianne Moore is in it. And she plays a very interesting character as well. And without giving too much of it away. But it's a really, really fun movie with these guys playing some really fun characters. It's sort of like Jersey Shore meets Shame.
Wow.
And yeah,
all right.
And go see it. I don't have the schedule in front of me, Sean, so you're going to have to tell us when that's playing. I'm not sure when it's playing.
It's
but
Monday night. It's a Monday night screening. I know that. And I think it's at the Paramount. I think it's one of the big premieres. So.
Cool. Go ahead.
Report on that. And I mean, I know we have our fifth one we singled out. This is one of those gonzo ones that was a midnight movie in Toronto, and it's just been building up crazy buzz. It's called Spring Breakers, and it stars James Franco and some really hot Disney Channel girls who are desperately trying to grow up. So tell us about it.
Yeah, this is an interesting movie. And I'm going to pair it with Drinking Buddies, which is Joe Swanberg's movie. And the reason why I'm pairing it is because we have two directors here who are making their big splashes with like accessible sort of movies. Okay. Harmony Korine, who did Spring Breakers, has done a bunch of experimental movies that the majority of people seeing Spring Breakers in theaters have no idea who Harmony Korine is and have never seen any of his movies. He's made a lot of experimental movies in the past that have connected with people, definitely, but this is a huge break from him in terms of the movies that he's made before. It's actually based on a true life story about these girls that robbed in order to fund their trip to spring break. And it looks to feature some provocative performances from Selena Gomez, Vanessa Hudgens, Ashley Benson, Rachel Corrine. These are girls that, I mean, especially for Selena Gomez and Vanessa Hudgens, who come from, you know, where they come from, the Disney
High School Musical, yeah, Wizards of Waverly Place. And yeah, if you don't know them, ask your teenage daughter who they are, because they definitely know.
Yeah, and then James Franco plays some crazy gangster with gold teeth, and so it just looks pretty wild and out there. And from its previous screenings, A lot of people are loving the hell out of this movie. I think it's just going to be one of those crazy, dark, darkly comedic, hard R-rated movies. I don't think we're going to see crazy nudity from these girls, but they are in bikinis, I think, for like 95% of the movie. And, you know, and it kind of is a nice pairing with Drinking Buddies. Joe Swanberg directed Drinking Buddies. And Swanberg is a guy that I feel like the term mumblecore was almost coined because of his movies. He is a guy that's made a lot of low-budget independent movies. And this is his first sort of movie with big cast. He's Anna Kendrick, Olivia Wilde, Jake Johnson, Ron Livingston, Ty West is in it again. Those two are best friends. So I'm really interested, and it's getting a lot of really great buzz. And I think this is going to be his most accessible movie, his biggest breakout movie. And so both of these guys, these are two movies to watch for them, because these are guys that are kind of getting out of a mold that sort of shaped their careers up until this point. Yep. And I'm really curious to see both of those, Spring Breakers, Drinking Buddies, two films that are getting a lot. Spring Breakers have screened before. It's got a lot of buzz. Drinking Buddies has not. But both films are getting a lot of buzz heading into the festival, and I'm sure we'll hear more of them as we go on.
Dude, this is in addition to movies like Upstream Color, which has got, you know, strange reviews out of Sundance, and Prince Avalanche, which is the new David Gordon Green. There's going to be so many big movies to talk about as South By rolls on. But I think we singled out some of the biggest, most buzzworthy ones, and now we just have to hope they live up to their hype.
Oh, yeah, and we haven't even mentioned – I mean, these are movies that are big movies that we've heard of, but there are a bunch of other movies that are playing, a lot of low-budget movies, a lot of movies from Austin, a movie called A Teacher that's gotten a lot of buzz coming out of Austin, a movie called Zero Charisma that's coming out of Austin, also a movie Grow Up, Tony Phillips, who Peter S. Hall, who's an associate of mine, he's an editor over at movies.com. He produced this movie, so I'm plugging it. But that looks like a really fun movie as well. So yeah, there's a lot of movies that we haven't mentioned that nobody's ever heard of. So tons of surprises, as well as films that are coming in with a lot of buzz. The combo of those two make it for a very exciting and anticipated festival this year, I think so.
Yeah, so keep it right here. We'll bring you up to date with everything that we see and keep you plugged into all the buzz and hopefully find some nice surprises. You and I, and we'll talk at the end of the festival.
I agree. Yeah, we'll reconvene maybe early next week and talk about what we saw and what we liked and what everybody else liked, and we'll take it from there. So Sean O'Connell, thank you very much. Once again, my name is Eric Davis. Keep it tuned in to Fandango for all of your updates on the 2013 South by Southwest Film Festival.